This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Eric at HomeNFL.com coming up in 15 minutes here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Monday. Kevin will be back on Wednesday. It's Linnell tomorrow. For those of you that are asking, he's on vacation. It's the middle of the summer, basically. Kevin summer for us, not for if you have school kids.
Right. Kevin's enjoying himself, as he should be.
As he should be. He doesn't need to come into work in June. He's put in years of his life to this craft. So I was stunned when I came across this soundbite this weekend. This happened after I saw it for the first time after we went off air on Friday, but we had to bring this up. Mike Florio is very well known in this industry, and his name carries a certain degree of weight. What he says is not gospel, admittedly.
It's gossip.
But it is gossip. His name carries a certain degree of weight. This is what Mike Florio said on Friday, talking about the Commanders and the NFC Championship game from earlier this year.
The day of the NFC Championship, someone I know who is very well plugged in said the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today, and they're just kind of bracing for it. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, no, I know people in the building. They know what's coming. And it's like, well, you know, maybe they're just preparing for the worst. Like, no, they know that the Eagles are dramatically better than they are.
So Mike Florio having the source saying that Washington knew in the NFC Championship that they were going to get their tail kicked. I believe this to an extent, Max. I believe this from this standpoint. Philadelphia's defense, everybody in the NFL recognized how dominating Philadelphia's defense was. And then on top of that, there were not a lot of holes on their offense.
No.
Outside of, depending who you ask, Jalen Hurts. Because most people don't think Jalen Hurts is all that spectacular. He's won a championship now. I don't think he's all that spectacular. Now, what I do not think is that they walked in there expecting it was going to be 55-22. Which I've seen then now people on social media take what Florio says is that, oh, Washington knew they were going to get whooped by 30. I don't agree with that at all. I don't believe that to be the case. What I believe Mike Florio was trying to say, or what his source was trying to say that he was then trying to share with the public, is that Washington knew there were going to be parts of the game, defensive line, offensive line, where it was going to be a battle they were not going to win. I do not believe that they thought they were going to lose by 30 walking into the NFC Championship game. Not with a single fiber of my being do I believe they thought they were going to lose by 30, because they have number five. And if we had the love for Jayden Daniels the way that we did towards the end, I can only imagine how magnified that was amongst the coaching staff, understanding that he is one of the very few Band-Aids that could fix a bullet wound. Most of them come not. It's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of Band-Aid. But Jayden Daniels is the Band-Aid that could fix a bullet wound. The bullet wound is the fact that defensively you can't stop the run. They could not stop the run. In the game against Detroit, Detroit stopped running the football because Ben Johnson needed to prove that he was an intelligent human being and then started running a bunch of nonsense. Not that that was going to be the deciding factor of the game. Washington was still going to beat Detroit. They were going to beat Detroit no matter what, but they stopped running the football. Philadelphia was never going to stop. So what I believe he was trying to say was that they knew there were going to be elements of the game where it was going to be difficult, which then you can pivot into this offseason and say, how should they and how have they gotten better in those regards? And the answer is kind of alarming because I don't look at the defensive line and say that they are substantially better than what they were in 2024 or in this game where they knew they were going to get their tails kicked by Philadelphia. You have to get another guy on the defensive line to get after the passer. And I am going to yell and complain about not getting a defensive pass rusher until the cows come home, until we start this season and somebody proves to me that they are a pass rusher, or heaven forbid they prove that they are not a pass rusher and we have this conversation all over again, and that how did you waste an entire season of Jaden Daniels in this rookie contract and not going and getting a pass rusher? I do think there is a much different kind of pressure on the organization this year based off of the expectations that were now set because of last year. You can't make the NFC Championship game in the rookie season of your quarterback in the first year of this recalibration and then not enter the next season with the expectation that it's possible again. We know it's a lot easier said than done to just say they're going back to the NFC Championship game. There have been so many examples of guys achieving certain heights 1 year, teams achieving certain heights 1 year, and then never achieving them again. Aaron Rodgers is a great example. How many times did we think he was going to play in a Super Bowl after they won the first one? Tell you what, a lot more than one. He's only been one time.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So the expectation is that you're going to eventually climb that mountaintop, but you never know, which does make this offseason a little bit more difficult to stomach in that they did not go out there and get a guy that you feel confident at playing the defensive end spot. You have to be able to hold your own on defense if you want to beat Philadelphia. Everything is about chasing them. They are right now, as much as the Eagles, just personally, as much as the Eagles suck, as much as the fan base sucks, as much as the city sucks, right now they are the pinnacle of how to build a roster in the NFL. You have a quarterback that at best is average. Surround him with a lot of dudes. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, the entire offensive line. They lost Jason Kelce, who's going to be a first-ballot Hall of Famer, and they didn't skip a beat. You surround him with all the talent in the world. They're elite at just about every single position outside of maybe tight end. But if you don't think they're elite at tight end, they're really, really good at tight end. They're not bad. They're not average. They're not just good. They're really good at tight end to borderline elite. So you surround an average quarterback with all the talent in the world. Washington has the slight leg up in that conversation long term because Jaden Daniels is very clearly a lot more than average, and he's a lot better than Jalen Hurts. I do not care what list you want to put in front of me. There have already been several that have had Jalen Hurts above Jaden Daniels. I am not falling for it. There's this trend going around on social media right now. Max, maybe you've seen this. Maybe it's just a TikTok thing. Maybe I'm on a weird side of TikTok. But the trend is propaganda that I am not falling for. And an example of propaganda that I'm not falling for in the year of our Lord 2025 is any conversation of Jalen Hurts being better than Jaden Daniels. It is just not accurate. He just is surrounded with a ton of talent on offense. And then you flip to defense, and they got a Super Bowl championship without blitzing. I cannot stress this enough. When I have conversations with fans of ours about the NFC Championship game last year, because I am in agreement that there are certain plays that would have made that game a lot more easy to stomach for those of us that are fans of the Commanders, and a lot easier to point to and say this was closer than the scoreboard actually related it to be. Which is why, by the way, I don't believe what Florio was saying here about someone thinking they were going to get their ass kicked. There are plays that you can point to say this should have been closer than it appeared on the scoreboard. That is a fact. What is also a fact is that Washington's defense cannot hang. It could not hang last year. Philadelphia literally won a Super Bowl without blitzing. Do you understand the amount of dominance you have to have on the defensive line to literally not blitz? Because at the end of the season, it felt like constantly we were crying that Washington needed to blitz more to get pressure on quarterbacks. And even when they were blitzing, sending five, sometimes six, usually with six they got home. But some with five, you weren't getting home still. Philadelphia had the ability with just four to get home and to get home against the greatest quarterback of this generation in Patrick Mahomes. That is the difference, and that's why I'm so upset that Washington really has not addressed the defensive line in ways that I thought they would. Right now, I'd looked at something over the weekend on Pro Football Focus, which Max Chadwick of Pro Football Focus is going to join us in 30 minutes' time. It was ranking the best interior defensive tackles. You know who is not on that list? Daron Payne. Anyone on the Washington staff or roster, to be fair. John Allen was on that list. Daron Payne was not on that list. Johnny Newton was not on that list. So of the 32 best at the position, Washington, at least according to Pro Football Focus, has none of them. You got to get better at that position. I'm upset that they didn't. I don't believe that what Florida was saying and that they were going to get their ass kicked, and they knew they were going to get their ass kicked, but I do believe that they have a lot longer and a lot more of a distance to cover to be able to say that they're on the same playing field as Philadelphia. You have to be able to get after the passer, and they cannot do that yet. Eric Edholm, NFL.com. He joins us next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dende.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.